Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York Senior Fitness Guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. So glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. We've got so much to talk about. And now we have an expert standing by because you know what? A lot of people, when you're either going to work, you're starting a new career, maybe you've been at an office for an awful long time, it really doesn't matter what type of field you're in. You may have come up against some kind of discrimination. And you know what? We want to let you know that you don't have to put up with that. There are rules and laws in place to protect you. And you know who knows better than this is Lindy Korn. She's the owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn. Lindy has worked for more than 41 years to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, and retaliation. And as much as you think we're so modern and educated in the year 2022, this doesn't happen anymore. Oh, all you have to do is read the headlines. It's just amazing. So good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back. We're going to be talking about a case that happened in Colorado. This was a settlement approved after breastfeeding moms sued over the lack of breaks at the Denver Detention Center. And it looks like she did reach a settlement. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this case.
Yes. So this was a plaintiff who worked at the Denver Sheriff's Department. And in 2020, this matter arose. She had been working at the department in 2019 when she gave birth to her second child. And basically, when she returned from her maternity leave in late 2019, she needed frequent breaks to pump.
Mm-hmm.
And as any woman listening would know, is that, you know, breast pumping is something that has to happen on a regular need-based schedule, and you need to be in a private space, you need to be in a sanitary place. And there are laws that dictate what these places must look like. But in this case, it wasn't about the space. It was about the timing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to reiterate is that, you know, if you are not given proper breaks, not only is it extraordinarily possible that there's leakage, which can be very embarrassing as far as your uniform or your clothing, but it's also incredibly painful. And you can have infections that can be caused and other health issues, and your supply will diminish.
Right, and so that's what happened to her, right.
Yeah, and so she asked, because she was stationed in a spot where she had to monitor inmates, and so it was one, that was her job, and it was rather solo. So she would have to ask for somebody else to replace her for the break period. and that was very difficult. So she asked for a change in positions on a temporary basis, and because she asked two sergeants, you know, mm-hmm. because it would allow her to take more frequent breaks. And there were continual delays when she asked for this accommodation, and she was not allowed to move so that she would have more flexibility. And the lawsuit says that she had a meeting with a major who absolutely denied the request, and during the meeting stated, "There's nothing I can do for you."
Hmm.
So, in a later interview with the Denver Sheriff's Department Internal Affairs Bureau, which is the bureau that does investigations, the major was asked why plaintiff's request to move mm-hmm. was denied, and they responded that she never directly asked her to move positions. So, in other words, they were saying that her request wasn't specific enough.
Mm.
You know, she did settle this case, and it was a $250,000 settlement, which is, you know, something that all cities and all communities, you know, need to take notice of, because I can tell you right here in Western New York, there are many, many problems for women who are breastfeeding, who go back to work, and who are, you know, breast pumping. And, you know, I've had employees who I have accommodated, and it's very easy if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
It really is not a big interruption. And for God's sakes, you are helping nutrition for the next generation, which is going to help our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even when I retired, the building that I used to work in had a room for lactating moms. And that was very nice, you know, to walk by it and know that there was a bit of a comfortable room, kind of a lounge, and that was set aside for those who might have needed that. And I thought that was great. But, you know, it's interesting, Lindy, because of the staffing shortage. I can tell you that my son works at a jail down in New York, and he caught COVID from, you know, the population. And so he was home for just 2 days, and they called him back to work. And he said, "No, I have COVID." They said, "We don't care. Come back to work. We're so short-staffed." He said, "But I'm sick." I'm like, "I'm really sick." And they said, "We don't care. Come back. We're not even going to test you because we don't want to see it positive, but you need to come back to work." He literally had to have his doctor call them and say, "This is against the law. This is against the mandates. Everything that, you know, you want people to do, you're actually work." And it was almost like if he didn't have that doctor's conversation or doctor's note, so to speak, they were ordering him back to work because of the short staffing. So it's a very different world out there. It's say, do what I say, not as I do kind of a thing.
Yeah, and not a lot of thought about the consequence for the individual. So for breast pumping moms, this, I suppose COVID in one way, when people are working more from home, it's actually been a plus because, you know, you haven't had to ask for the accommodation.
Right.
But I have had many, many cases and heard many, many stories. And this is something that really, I think that in our country, we do it less well than Canada, than Europe. I mean, this is stuff that's natural. You can't get any more organic
mm-hmm.
than breast pumping and breastfeeding.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we should be well past this by now. I just want to stop and let everyone know on today's show, we're speaking with Lindy Korn, the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856-KORN, 856-5678, or BuffaloDiscriminationAttorney.com. Yeah, it's sad to think that these kinds of things are still happening and people have to fight for their rights when it is. It's in the law, you know, and when you have groups, even like a sheriff's department, whose whole identity is following the law, you know, breaks the law. It's maddening.
Life is the opposite of what you think it is, but in this case, you know, you're really talking about breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, due to the infrequent breaks, her milk production diminished and eventually stopped, which resulted in her ending breastfeeding when her child was about 5 months old. And, you know, people that are very much wanting a child to have all the benefits, you know, people breastfeed for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not common in many countries and in the United States, but there's not a lot of discussion about it. We see it as sort of the feel that I get is that many employers, you know, don't think that it's they think that it's rather crude and not suitable for the workplace, and therefore not their problem.
Amazing. It's just amazing. Like you say, you couldn't ask for a more natural thing. And even though she got the settlement, that doesn't bring her milk back. You know what I mean? She lost that opportunity now with her child. And, you know, that's just a freedom that we all should be able to take advantage of. And that's a shame. I wonder what happened to her. I wonder if she stayed on the job or if she left after that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I want to tell you something else. This also affects the mental health of the mother. Because when, you know, you want something and there's a bond that's created. I mean, this is a psychological phenomena. It's not just nutrition and bonding. But, you know, I know that in the cases I have handled, it has led to a depression amongst the mothers who, because of an employer's unwillingness to follow the law and to make breaks easy, you know, have lost this bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have suffered. What I'm trying to say is not only are you cutting off the bond and the supply of nutrients to the child for the time period that the mother wanted, but the mother also has break, and that can cause mental health issues. So we are really hurting the child, the mother, and what kind of workplace is this?
Exactly. We're lucky that we have someone like you in her corner and in corners here in Western New York for any kind of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation, and that can be sexual, age-related. It just doesn't matter. The bottom line is that is illegal, and you do have rights, and Lindy Korn will fight for you. Again, the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856-KORN, 856, that's Korn with a K, by the way, 856-5676. Yeah, my heart goes out to her, Lindy, because those are such precious months bonding with your child. And for it to and to have this time just go by where she's denied that, where it's just a right in this country, and it's against the law to otherwise, you know, keep her from doing that, is just ridiculous. And again, a lot of this just has to do with bad staffing, you know, bad timing, and that should have nothing to do with the fact that she needs to supply nutrition for her child, for heaven's sakes. And so I got to tell you, I love talking with Lindy because we talk about these fascinating cases that are happening every day in this country. So folks, 856-5676, that's Lindy's number. You don't have to put up with it. Lindy Korn is in your corner.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff. Don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you here on the weekend. It's time for Senior Radio Buffalo. And as you know, we always talk with people who have something of value to pass along, or else they're not on our show. That's how we do it. And you know, lately, we've been talking a lot about the wonderful footwear that's available at SAS Shoes. Have you had the SAS experience? Well, chances are, if you're walking around and you know you want to talk about your feet are a problem, your feet always hurt, they ache, chances are you have not had the SAS experience. Because have you, if you have had it, your feet would not be this painful anymore. You will find the answers to your problems. And a lot of us just don't take the time to try to figure out what our issues are. We just slap shoes on and say, okay, I got bad feet, and I move on. That's not necessarily true. There's a lot that goes into why your feet may be as sore as they are. And there's an awful lot that can be helped when you go to SAS Shoes. They're right there at Main and Transit in the Transitown Plaza. And I'm so happy to have Paul Grandstaff with us, who's the manager of the store. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Linda. Glad to be part of this program.
And, you know, you folks have been there for a long time. And you were telling me earlier that, you know what, even though some people have passed your store for years, you're hearing it from new customers that they really didn't even know you were there.
What's amazing about that, Linda, we have people that found out about us that come in from Syracuse, New York.
Wow.
Because they're not finding these kind of stores that specialize, you know, in footwear and have the knowledge to direct people towards a happier experience with the lives and their lifestyles that they want to endure.
Oh, listen, the SAS experience, you're going to feel for yourself how these folks will take care of you and personally take a good look at your feet, even with the help of a computer, for the correct orthotics and a great fitting shoe. It is unlike any other experience you'll ever have. You don't even have an experience anymore when you go into the big box stores. You have to find your own shoe. You slap it on and say, yeah, I guess this will work. You walk around for like 5 minutes, and then you get it home and you say, no, this is causing me problems as well. So, Paul, a lot of times we're not listening to our feet. Our feet are not the enemy.
No, they're not, Linda. Leonardo da Vinci once said the human foot is a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art. When you think about it, that it has over 200 parts to the foot, considering the bones, the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, and nerves. And all these are working together, Linda, to support weight of your body. They act as shock absorbers, they keep you balanced, and they push you forward with each stride on it. That's one important fact that most people are probably not aware of. Why would they be?
Right. We just take them for granted. Absolutely. Until they start to hurt. And then, we take them for granted until they start to hurt. And then all we want to do is slap something on them so they won't hurt anymore. And as we learn, that's not the answer.
I had one gentleman looking, one to spend a few dollars. He said, what do you think we got? Rodney Dangerfield on the front of these shoes? No respect? I said, and another thing, a foot fact, Linda, on an average, people spend about 4 hours standing on their feet every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you take 10,000 individual steps or more. And because the feet are small compared to your whole body, they receive enormous impact with each footfall. And that adds up to, believe it or not, hundreds of tons of weight every day. So we wonder why the foot is biomechanically breaking down. Sometimes there are systemic problems, which goes beyond, you know, there's deformities and there's birth defects and there's traumas and then there's other diseases. And that we leave that for the medical profession. Now, those are some of the foot facts. And one of the other ones is 75% of the population in this country suffers from overpronation or excessive swimming. And you're rolling in too much. I've had people almost walking on their ankles.
Oh, my.
That's how bad. That's extreme. That's hyperpronation at the extreme. And sometimes they got to buy a shoe that fits. Can you imagine where the ankle is? That's the shoe is going to be. That's where the sole is.
Wow.
I've been down that road before. Well, we've dealt with people because the foundation is, if not right, if it's misaligned or functioning poorly, the effects can be felt throughout the body in the muscle joints, and if not more.
Mm.
So these things are foot and ankle problems. And again, one of the main foot problems, Linda, you've mentioned it already, is poor-fitting shoes.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 4 people over 65 wear shoes that are too small or narrow or high heel shoes with slippery soles or ones that offer no protection or support. So those are some foot facts that can really hurt us. And we make people aware of this. And then they think, well, maybe I better make some changes now, because decades of standing changes your feet, and much of the natural cushioning or padding under your heels and balls of your foot is eroded. Now, what is most unfortunate is the poor ladies seem to suffer the most from these maladies.
Yes.
For some reason, when God designed male, I guess to do more work, we had to have tougher feet. I don't know. I'm just joking. But the ankles, they get flatter and less flexible. And the ankle-foot joints become stiffer. And the whole foot gets longer and wider. People say, I wonder why my foot got longer and wider. Well, you've got 4 arches in your feet. And what happens is they're holding all those muscles and ligaments and tendons in place. What happens, it becomes like a bag of bones because they lose that ability to hold everything in place. And so now you're at the mercy of not knowing what to do unless you come here to SAS Shoes.
Absolutely. And I want to remind everybody, your beautiful shoes are not orthopedic-looking shoes. They are beautiful, well-fitting shoes. Whether you're looking for men's shoes, women's casual shoes, pumps, slippers, you've even got great socks. I was discovering new socks for when I'm out cycling. You even have socks that are left and right, which I couldn't believe. You have so many different wonderful things there. And may I say, your shoes and orthotics are made right here in the USA. And that's going to make people feel good because they know they're going to get quality shoes. But take a good look at the shoes from SAS and compare it to what you walk in with. And you're going to say, wow, the shoes that I've got on, they're glued together. You know, they're not working too good. They were made basically for a million different feet. Your feet are unique. And if you have issues with your feet, you have unique problems. And that means that the folks at SAS can go to work and they really can help you with the right orthotic. And they can put you in the correct shoe that's going to make you go, ah, as you go and walk away. So you can enjoy spring when we're all out and about and you want to go golfing and you want to go walking and you want a better shoe, because someone like Paul has taken the time to work with you to make sure that that shoe fits perfectly. And then you can come back if you have any issues. They can change things around. I didn't realize you had so many different sizes and types of orthotics. Those are also, Paul, not one size fits all.
No, Linda, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because another important fact is that we carry widths from triple A's to triple E's.
Yes.
We have women that come in with very narrow feet. They used to be 4A's when they went to stores like L.O. Burgers in the old days. And now they couldn't even find a triple A anywhere, even a double A. These people, they go into the big box stores, they'll put them in a longer shoe thinking that's going to solve the problem, which it does not, of course. But so we can accommodate that foot that needs that extra wide width or that very narrow foot. And these shoes are fitted what they call a combination last, Linda. You take the forefoot and then you take the heel. The heel is generally sometimes three sizes narrower than the forefoot.
Amazing.
That's called the combination last, and that's how these shoes are made by people that know feet, and they, like I say, they're not cookie cutter at all.
Right, and now where are you going to get this? Nowhere but SAS shoes. That's the SAS experience. They're right there at Main and Transit. You go on in and feel good about your visit. I've been there. My husband's been there. We're going to be coming back, and you're going to feel great about your foot buying experience. Remember, their prices are comparable. They've got all sorts of different styles, different widths, as Paul's been saying. And boy, are you going to get great service. SAS Shoes, SASShoes.com, or Route5Boots.com.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Hochul says many of the issues have been resolved on Bill's stadium negotiations. She says discussions are now focusing on what she calls the nuts and bolts.
There are issues to work through, but I feel very confident that they'll be resolved in time to have conversations during the budget process. As everyone knows, this is a very important priority to me and this community, but also the entire state.
Hochul specifically mentioned the issue of the length of the lease to ensure the franchise's long-term presence in Western New York. She would not provide details on what the taxpayer commitment would be for the new facility, only saying her priority is to keep the Bills here as well as ensure the state is making smart investments. Erie County's COVID state of emergency will be lifted at noon today. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says the county is continuing to see reductions in COVID case rates. Simultaneously, hospitalization rates for COVID-19 cases are dropping as well. Legislature Minority Leader Gerald Lurico says it's long overdue.
I also don't think that he should have kept it throughout the entire 2 years of the pandemic. I understand that there were, you know, different surges and waves that were happening along the way, but we haven't been responding to an emergency in probably well over a year.
More with Lurico online at WBEN.com. A 17-year-old has been indicted in connection with last month's shooting of a security guard at McKinley High School. The teen is accused of wounding the guard who was breaking up a fight outside the school on February 9th. During that same fight, another 17-year-old is accused of stabbing a 14-year-old. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. No place I'd rather be than talking to you and talking to our fascinating guests to help us navigate our lives here in Western New York. Now, all you have to do is listen to the news lately to know that people are looking for hiring more staff every day. There's signs everywhere. And you know what, folks? It's in every single walk of life, whether you're looking to get a job at a fast food place or you're looking to get a professional job in a hospital. Everyone is looking for more staff. So that means just about everyone is understaffed. How does that affect you when you need their services? Great question for all of the pros that we have standing by from the Stamm Law Firm. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us. I know we have Brad and Brian standing by. And Melissa Stadler, who handles your medical cases. Good morning. It's so great to have you back on the radio.
Hi, Linda. Great to be here.
Yeah, this has crossed my mind that this is not a great time to perhaps be a patient with knowing that the facility you're in may be short on staff.
Yeah, Linda, it's very difficult time. You know, we have a lot of clients that sit with us and talk about their estate planning. We do some Medicaid planning for families. And family members will bring up to us in these meetings how they feel like right now mom or dad or a sister aren't getting taken care of very well. There's all these staff shortages. They've laid off a lot of people because of the vaccine mandates. They're not filling the jobs properly. And family members are concerned. They can't even go see certain times and family members because of the COVID restrictions. So they're not sure what kind of care they're getting. And they ask us a lot of questions about legal concerns about what can they do? What can we do to help mom or dad?
Well, let's start with that. What can we do to ensure that everyone who's in a facility is getting the care that they signed up for?
Well, and of course, you know, every patient has a quote-unquote Bill of Rights. And I truly mean that. You see it posted through hospitals mm-hmm. and healthcare facilities and nursing homes. Patients truly have a Bill of Rights, and they are entitled to ask questions about their care. We have been getting a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot, but we're getting a decent number of phone calls lately from people that are wondering, A, how can they enforce, like we were talking about, their parents' rights in these facilities, given the staff shortages, you know, they're not getting medications on time, or things are haphazard and they seem to be, you know, not being taken care of from a hygiene perspective. And we're able to say, listen, you can enforce those things. And I hate to say it, but sometimes it's leading towards, we think that their care isn't standard, meaning something may have occurred where they've been damaged and we're being asked to look into a potential claim medically. Mm.
You know, it occurs to me, We've let so many nurses go because, like you say, of the vaccination. And I'm thinking to myself, who's taking their place? I know the governor says, oh, we're gonna hire replacements. Where are they coming from? You can't help but have shortages of critical staff in these hospitals. You just can't ask the person who's an aide to now start giving out medication, you know? So, but I can see that happening. And like you say, sometimes your patient is just there and they have no recourse. But all of a sudden, they're just getting less care. And I know the professional staff who's still there hates it as well. They know they've got too many patients per nurse, and they're overworked. And this is the state of where we are.
That's true, Linda, unfortunately. And not only in nursing homes, but also in other medical facilities, we're seeing, you know, staff shortages, and, you know, that's leading to, you know, other calls of medical negligence inquiries and concerns. And we're certainly happy to look into, you know, any, no matter what your age is, any patient that feels that they're not being treated to the standard of care, we're happy to look into, you know, any claim.
Melissa, go ahead.
And Linda, sometimes we'll get a phone call from family members whose parent or loved one passed away, and they said, you know, 2 weeks ago he was doing fine, and all of a sudden he's gone. What happened in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And it means coming in to set up a meeting with us. It means getting the medical records. It means having those records reviewed by another physician or health or hospital type, you know, expert. Because there's going to be a lot of these concerns coming forward of what happened to mom or dad's care when they seem to be doing much better, and then 2 weeks later they're gone.
Let me ask this, and Melissa, this could be for you. Is it difficult getting the records from the hospital?
Honestly, it takes a little time, like everything does, and that's another area where we see the unfortunate staff shortages. But we're able to work with the families and the patients and get those records, you know, in our hands so that we can review them thoroughly and consult with the experts we need to.
Is that something the family would request, or is that something that they turn over to you and you contact the facility to get those records?
Every situation is different. Sometimes the families are extremely proactive and want to do it on their own, and that's great. Other times they need our help to intervene, and we're more than happy to do that.
Oh, that's great. But gentlemen, just like you're saying, you're starting to get calls on this, and I can certainly understand that with the shortage of staff that we have here in Western New York. And it's a shame that we're at that point now where people are questioning their care, but it's doubly hard because for a lot of the loved ones, you can't go in and see them, or else that's very restricted. And you're, you know, you may be there when the doctor's not there, and you're not really getting answers from the short staff about their care and their medication and the way they're being taken care of and their hygiene, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what, Linda? Let's not forget, there's a lot more things going on in life than just COVID. You know, there's people with heart conditions and other ailments that need to be addressed in the hospital setting. That doesn't mean just because COVID's happening, well, everybody else takes a back seat. You know, there's insurance companies paying for patients to be in there. The hospitals are getting paid to care for these patients. And, you know, they always say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. One of your suggestions is, what do you tell these adult children of their parents? Be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay proactive. Get involved. Make sure somebody's answering your questions, because if you just let it go to the wayside of, well, they're busy, you know, you got to be there. You got to be an advocate for your loved one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're in the hospital, you know, so much so, you really need to be there by their side, you know, watching the medication come in and making sure of the dinners that they're getting and things like that. And it's so difficult when they're keeping the families, you know, at bay. And you know, you don't even have a phone, you know, to be able to talk to someone with. So I can certainly see where that's a problem. Also, you know, they're restricting elective surgeries. Who's to say what's elective? You know, if it's you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you have ankle surgeries, hip replacement, knee replacements. You know, some of these poor people need these surgeries done, and they're not getting done. And you know, of course, the doctors, they're not making that call. It's the hospitals and the Department of Health. But, you know, we might see things in the future, all these cause and effects of what's going on now. Who knows what we'll see in a year? But let me tell you something. Our law firm has been doing medical issue cases for over 40 years with my father, 50 years. So we have the experience. You know, Melissa does this exclusively. Brad and I have always been doing this type of work. You know, so it's we get these comments and questions with family members doing estate planning about other cases. So we're always here to talk to people about that.
You know, it occurs to me too, gentlemen, that it seems like the county takes certain, they'll say, oh, we've had X amount of COVID cases. We have, you know, they're overflowing our hospitals. But they're not taking into consideration the comorbidities you know, that some of these people are also presenting with. And you were saying that, you know, don't worry, the hospital's going to get paid. Don't hospitals routinely work at about 98% capacity? So sometimes what we're hearing, they're using almost information to their benefit. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to hear facts. And I think that a lot of times we're hearing what the people at the top want us to hear rather than really think it through and understand what's going on. But the bottom line is we may have loved ones in care facilities, whether it's a hospital, whether it's an outpatient facility and they're getting an elective surgery or whatever. But if they're questioning their care because of the shortage of staff, like you say, that's going to bring you a lot of phone calls down the road because it's got to be happening.
You know what, Linda, and what you say is absolutely true from other perspectives. The family might be getting told one thing by the staff. Oh, all of a sudden they couldn't breathe without the breathing tube, or they didn't get the medication. Sometimes the records tell a different story. You know, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what Melissa does is investigates the records, what really was going on here, and then works with our experts to then say, no, something's missing here. You know, there's more to this story.
You know, I want to ask this. Melissa, what if someone is in a care facility now? I don't always want to talk about the fact, the fact that this person has passed away. What if they're there now and you're getting phone calls from loved ones saying, I don't think that, you know, everything that they're supposed to be getting is happening?
Yes, I get those calls all the time, Linda. And to be honest with you, just because someone's in a facility and the family feels they're not getting up to snuff care doesn't mean we wouldn't look into those records and that the facility wouldn't have an obligation to give those records to the family to look into without any sort of, you know, worry of retaliation or anything of that matter. I mean, my gosh, we live in a day and age now where, you know, everybody's held accountable for their behavior and their actions. And so I'm more than happy to speak with families who have complaints about care that loved ones are receiving now in a facility and certainly look at those records, even though the loved one is still, you know, in that facility's care, to see what we can do to help them and to improve the situation.
And that's where I hear your family helping my family. It's a matter of coming on in, having a conversation, being able to talk about all of these personal things. And who can you trust? You can trust the Stam Law Firm. Two locations in Williamsville and Clarence, stamlaw.com. It's as easy as that, Stam with a double M. And their main phone number is 631-5767. Over 13 attorneys on staff. Listen, whether it's elder law, wills, trust, healthcare proxy, elder law, Medicaid application assistance, estate litigation, and then bankruptcy, personal injury, business and corporate. It goes on because they have that many wonderful attorneys all in one house. So no matter what your issue is, you may start out talking about, listen, my parent is in a place they have short of staff, and I don't think they're getting the care they need. And then all of a sudden, you know, you realize, well, maybe we should also start talking about estate planning. That's something you can do with the Stams. And I want you to be able to call them at any time and get that first appointment, because you're going to find out that you're really talking with friends who can help in this matter. Folks, thank you so much. We're running out of time. The Stam Law Firm, stamlaw.com. Once again, the best number you can learn over the weekend here is 631-5767. Let their family help your family.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage.
If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hello, hello. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We are so excited to be with you every week, giving you such great information with such people who really know what they're talking about. And we so appreciate the fact that you folks listen every week. And I bump into a lot of people who listen to the show and they tell me it's valuable. They wouldn't go a weekend without it. And that just makes me so happy. And it makes me really happy when we can do things together. And what I mean by that is that, as you know, coming up in May, we have our incredible Rocky Mountaineer rail trip that's planned, where we'll be traveling up to Vancouver and heading on that beautiful, beautiful sightseeing trip all the way to Calgary. That's coming up in May, folks, and we've got quite a few travelers for that. We also want to tell you that we are now going back to Europe in the fall. Yes, we are. We had planned this trip 2 years ago before COVID. So many people were so into it. It was so popular. And then we had to stop because the world basically stopped. Well, the world is back on again, and so are we. So the trip is called Treasures of Europe, and it's October 20th through November 2nd. It's the perfect time to go. All you have to do is listen to what we have to say, and we think that you're going to be on board once again. We've got Kevin Ferguson also standing by from Colette Tours, and Colette Travel has been a great partner with us as well. And now we get the benefit of Kevin from Colette and Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant, so we can contact her locally about details. So welcome back, you folks. It's so great to be back on the road with both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Kevin, it's an exciting trip. We're going to be taking a coach to Toronto to leave for this trip. It's October 20th through November 2nd. Tell us about what we'll be seeing.
Absolutely. So first of all, this is an overnight flight, gets us into London, England. Very simply put here, our first day is going to just be getting over the jet lag, getting all over all of that, and then just being able to have a great start. And what I mean by great start, having a authentic pub dinner as a first kind of start right there. From there, our next day is when we're going to be, doing a quintessential city tour, panoramic tour of London, seeing with a local guide places like Buckingham Palace, Tower of London, the Houses of Parliament. And that, the rest of your day is going to be at leisure to just enjoy. Your tour manager is staying at the same hotel. They're going to give you the options, ideas where you can go, what to see, what to do. We just don't want you to be sitting in your room wondering what's going on back at home. There's a reason why you left.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, our next day, we're going to be making our way across the English Channel by high-speed train. We're going to go nearly 185 miles an hour on the Eurostar from London over to Paris, the City of Lights, where we're going to have that evening a dinner cruise right on the Seine River with amazing, spectacular views of the Eiffel Tower and everything right there at sunset. Next day from there, we make our way into a panoramic city tour here of Paris itself. We have, again, the Arc de Triomphe, the Champs-Élysées, and the afternoon will be yours to enjoy independently. There'll be an optional tour to go to the Louvre Museum, which houses the Mona Lisa, the Venus de Milo, or go up to Montmartre and Sacré-Cœur, where all the artist community resides. From there, Following day, we go by high-speed train once again, the TGV, France's own train, from Paris over to Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh.
And you don't need a pass. You don't need to stamp the passport or anything like that. You know, it's because you're in Euroland. It's all done effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And from Zurich, just these stunning views of the Alpine Lakes, the snow-capped mountains, and we will transfer to our village of Andermatt, which is right in one of the valleys outside of Lucerne. And Lucerne, our next day, it's the Swiss paradise on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing a city tour here, walking through the old town. And this is where, again, picture postcard moments are made. You know, the scene, some of the sites here, just the landscapes, the architecture, all of that, and of course the chocolate and all of the other goodies that Switzerland has to offer. Truly a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's great.
And then to cap that off,
yes,
a little bit of Italy.
Oh, we have a lot of Italy, yes.
Yeah, I should say, yeah. We're going to go through the Lake District here. We have a two-night stay right on the Venetian mainland in Maestre. And this gives us great strategery, just to be able to enjoy a full day, time in Venice. We'll be getting out to Murano Island, where the glass blowing takes place. We'll be, you know, walking tour of Venice, St. Mark's Basilica, the boat-filled canal, seeing all that. And then from there, down to Florence, where we'll be in the heart or the cradle of the Renaissance. We'll be taking a tour of the Accademia Gallery, which houses Michelangelo's David, the sculpture there, and just, you know, art, architecture, food, fashion abound before Rome, you know, the capital of Italy, where we'll have a classical Roman tour. We'll be touring the interior of the Colosseum with a guide and much, much more.
Oh.
Just, again, so much to offer. There's a wow literally every day.
It is. It really is. And, of course, I'll be going with my husband, Bob, and we tend to buddy up on these trips. You're never really alone. If we want to go shopping, we do that. And a bunch of us go to dinner, and we go find places to go and see. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful way to experience other parts of the world, where we have just been sitting home for the last 2 years saying, I want to go. I just have to get out and have to go somewhere. And to think that we've got the Treasures of Europe now coming up again, October 20th through November 2nd. Great time to go. And Kevin, give us the price point for this, because, folks, this is very, very reasonable for everything that you're going to get.
Absolutely. So on this here, it's land and air inclusive out of Toronto, the transfers from Buffalo to Toronto. And by the way, if you have a friend that lives in a different air gateway, they're in a different part of the country, nowhere near where we're at, we can fly them out of their local airport. So just reach out to Denise on this. But it's $54.49 per person, double occupancy, again, land and air inclusive, dozen and a half meals, your hotels, your porterage, that's all there. It's $64.49, it's $1,000 higher for singles.
Mm-hmm.
Limited amount of spacing on this. So if you are a single traveler, by all means, definitely do not wait or dilly-dally on this one here. And, of course, our cancel for any reason insurance, $399 extra, whether you're a double or a single. And this is a true cancel for any reason policy as well. So, again, another amazing value add. And lastly, I should just say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the voice in your head that's telling you to travel, you need to listen to it, because 10 years from now, you'll wish you had.
You know what? I think we're regretting that the most in the last 2 years, was that we were just all so housebound, and we thought to ourselves, that I will never pass up another opportunity to travel safely, and we're going to do it with Senior Radio Buffalo. This is a Colette tour, a trip that is going to be handled locally from Denise Ambrusco-Meda. You've worked with her. If you've been on our list to go to enjoy the Rocky Mountaineer in May, from Travel Brilliant. And Denise, people can call and ask if they have travel questions, if they have questions about the flight, or really anything.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I'm here. I love working with Kevin. I've worked with Colette Tours, and we've been partnered with them for a long time. But it's also nice to have somebody local. You're a local client. And I've gotten to talk to so many of the listeners over the last 2 years. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you answer any of those questions. And again, if you need anything, we're here before, during, and after. Everything goes smoothly. But with a collector, we usually have nothing to worry about. They handle everything for us.
Right. And, you know, as we get closer to the trip, we'll have information for you about your documentation. They'll keep you up to date on what's going to be required as far as COVID is concerned. But Denise Ambrusco Maida does a great job from Travel Brilliant. And I want to give you her phone number, because if you already know this is for you, or you are booked on our first trip that we couldn't go because of COVID and you want in again, 716-417-7824. 417-7824. We had gotten together with Kevin and with a lot of travelers, and everybody was so enthusiastic, Kevin, at that meeting. Remember how much fun it was? Everybody was talking about who they're bringing and that they're going, and they hadn't been before.
Yeah.
And it was just such a letdown. And now we have an opportunity to bring it all back together. And we're out of time, so I got to say goodbye to you guys. But once again, Treasures of Europe is back on again through Colette Tours, October 20th through November 2nd. But do call Denise Ambrusco Maida from Travel Brilliant at 716-417-7824.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.